Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Mitchell Fain.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
To the Windy City Queercast, show number 555. Give me five. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Mitchell Fain.
And it is our first recording in the new year.
Yeah, that's right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you,
2014.
Too. 2014.
2014. Do you say the 2014? Do you say 2014?
I'll probably just say 2014. Just because it's easier.
Yeah, it feels like 2014. Yeah. When you look back on 2013, we've been doing the past two shows, kind of like the year in review. Was it a good year for you?
It was an extraordinary year.
Yeah?
I did some amazing stuff. I mean, I spent, you know, the first 4 months in the Caribbean, then I was in Copenhagen, then New York, and then a month on the Cape and in Rhode Island, and then where I married my friends, and then I spent the...
He didn't marry his best friends.
No, I officiated.
It's not a polyamorous relationship.
No. And then I spent a month in San Diego doing an original show. And then I came back and worked on my company's circus. And then I finished a sold out run of...
I'm exhausted listening to you.
I had an amazing...
Although some of it was super fun and super relaxing and you weren't in the weather we're experiencing right now.
No. In fact, I'm leaving fairly soon to go back to the beautiful weather in the Caribbean.
Yeah. Oh, and that's when we get to miss you so deeply. I think people are very hopeful about 2014. I mean, I think the momentum we experienced in the end of 2013 as GLBT people.
Well, these midterm elections will determine a lot. We'll see what goes on.
A lot is going to come,
It'll be interesting. It'll be very interesting because people are really pissed at Obama. And so that can often be reflected in midterm elections. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, people are pissed at the Republicans because mm-hmm. they've gotten nothing done.
Yep.
So,
if you bitch and you have no solution, then what's the point?
It's interesting. It will be interesting to see what happens. More and more Tea Party people. I mean, the problem is, I just read the statistic that it's getting to the point where there's an almost even number of Americans who don't believe in evolution.
Really? What?
Yes.
We live in a bubble then, because I can't even believe that statement.
Exactly. So whenever I think, the American people will do the right thing, I think, God bless us, we're mm-hmm. idiots. Mm-hmm. We're toothless idiots mm-hmm. who believe in guns and fairy tales and space daddies and don't believe in evolution, mm-hmm. like science. Mm-hmm. There's no. I saw something recently, a clip where there was this guy, this economist, and he was bitching about something, and this kid was on. It was on Bill Maher, and the kid was like maybe 24 years old. He looked like a baby. Maybe he was younger, but he was some sort of like prodigy. Mm-hmm. And this guy was spouting all this stuff about how cutting science in schools and stuff like that. We have to do it. What are we going to cut in science? And finally, the kid looked at this idiot and said, "You're not a scientist. Mm-hmm. You actually don't have any idea what you're talking about. You're spouting things that simply aren't true because mm-hmm. you're not a scientist. Mm-hmm. You're a politician trying. If you think if you say it enough, mm-hmm. that the dumb majority of the people. I know I'm being cynical, but most of the people in our country are dumb, and so I just believe that's true. I'll get lots of hate mail. It's great. And so if you say it long enough on Fox News, they just believe you. Mm-hmm. It's this whole thing with like vaccinations. You know, enough people said vaccinations are bad. And then you know what happened? There was just a mumps outbreak in California mm-hmm. because a bunch of parents didn't get their kids vaccinated. Mm. Because they believed Jenny McCarthy mm-hmm. or some Republican screecher, some mm-hmm. chicken with their head cut off.
I don't think Jenny McCarthy's a Republican, but...
No, but I mean, just running around saying vaccinations. And if you say it long enough without any proof...
Yeah.
Dumb people will believe you.
Yeah.
And so that I fear that.
Well, people just want to be led, right? People just want to be led with a hook in their mouth. And it's unfortunate, but...
Scares me.
That's
especially when it comes to us. I mean, if we're going to bring it back down to us, meaning the queers, all-inclusive queers, you know, you tell people enough times, like, you know, I'm sure you've talked it to death, the Phil Robertson thing. You say those things enough. You know, somebody mm-hmm. told him all these things mm-hmm. about bestiality and pedophilia, and you just believe it. Mm-hmm. You know, these people believe.
Well, and I'm not even sure. I think that they're just playing a whole game. I mean, probably he does believe it. I don't know.
I think A&E is playing a game, and his kids are playing a game.
Yeah.
But he, I think he believes every single word of it.
Is the real deal. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, and he is definitely not some sort of one-person freak out there in the world.
Level of support that he has gotten.
Yeah.
Where is the support for this football player who allegedly got fired for being pro-gay marriage? Hmm. He got fired for his beliefs. Mm-hmm. Where's all these people screaming about First Amendment rights right now? Mm-hmm. They're mm-hmm. not, are they? Mm-hmm. In the same way that Phil Robertson has the right to have an opinion. He doesn't have a right to
Absolutely.
A reality show. Chris Cluey has a right to no opinion too. He doesn't have the right to be a kicker in the NFL. But where's everybody screaming about his First Amendment rights?
Yeah.
If he in fact got fired because he was pro gay rights, he's that Minnesota Vikings kicker yeah. punter who has been very, 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 very pro gay rights. Mm-hmm. And supposedly he just wrote a letter breaking it down, breaking like day to day. Who said what? What happened? What his numbers were? What his performance numbers mm-hmm. were? Mm-hmm. His incredibly homophobic coach, who said that we should all be put on an island and zapped until we glow. Mm-hmm. This is a quote from his coach.
Wow.
And he got fired.
Which is interesting, right? Because in the world of sports, it seems more and more, it feels like it's going to be the last frontier. I mean, seriously, you know, team sports.
Yep. Team sports specifically.
And definitely.
And the big ones, meaning football, baseball, basketball, and hockey.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting, though? But what's interesting is that, you know, Chicago Blackhawks have been in our gay pride parade mm-hmm. here. And
I think the administration have become hip because they don't want to, you know, God forbid they lose any...
The Cubs and Sox have both had to... When the Sox had a... Ozzy had a really... He said something right, faggot or something,
right.
And he had to, like, do all this sensitivity.
They don't want to lose any money. But the players themselves, the mm-hmm. culture of it, it is still motivational to straight boys to equate them with being fags.
Yeah.
To get them to do stuff. And that just exists. Now, I'm not saying... I don't even see that ending anytime soon. I'm just saying.
No, but I do think that more and more professional teams are starting to do the It Gets Better campaigns, yep. and they've done things like that. I mean, there are two.
Even if it's cynical, even if it's because of, you know, commerce, uh-huh. which I'm fine with that as long as they're saying it. The problem is everybody got so pissed because Phil Robertson was fired because of his beliefs.
Right.
Where are they, those same people?
Yep.
Why aren't they up in arms because this NFL football player got fired for his beliefs? They don't. Agree with his beliefs, that's fine.
Yeah. But a lot, I mean,
but they
look,
want us.
I know
they
tons
want
of people
me.
Who don't agree with my beliefs. I mean,
exactly.
whether
they
it's
want,
about my gay, my sexuality, or other beliefs,
right.
you know.
I don't want, I mean, they, you know, this sort of Phil Robertson supporters kept saying, listen, you know, you may not agree with us, but he has the right to his beliefs. I'm all
right,
for that.
Which is exactly the Chick-fil-A argument.
Now, of course, the difference is, let's put this on a pro and con board and say, Phil Robertson's beliefs are hateful and mean.
Yes.
And Chris Cluey's is about inclusiveness and love. So you weigh them.
Yes.
You weigh them as far as spirituality yes. goes. But either way,
but that's how we see it. I mean, I guess if somebody thinks homosexuality is sinful and wrong, then they think that we're out there saying you should. And if they, you know what I mean, they could spin that to say, yes, you say that, but that's because you believe homosexuality is right. And I don't believe homosexuality is right. So if you're out there saying you should spank your kids, and I don't think you should, but you think it's a good thing to spank your kids, then
right.
you know,
I'm just saying that it's the same thing. He lost his job absolutely. Because of his beliefs. So where are all these people? Why aren't they having a
I don't know.
Why aren't they having a Chick-fil-A day for him?
I don't know. I don't watch football really, so I can't. I'm even unaware of it. I guess I need to start knowing a little.
I am one of those people who only watches the Patriots and then the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I watch halftime or intermission, as I call it, at the halftime. Well, yeah, and because you know the whole big thing that came up the other week was that the Green Bay Packers, who just won
Rodgers,
here.
Yeah.
That Aaron Rodgers, you know, this internet rumors that he was gay and he has said that he's not and that's really all he had to say about that. And, you know, I mean, who knows? I don't know if
he said he's not. He said, I really, really like women.
Yeah.
Which is a bizarre, I mean, I know it's semantics we're talking here.
Yeah.
And, you know, his father was like, that's disgusting. He's in love with this good Christian woman. And then have you seen pictures of this good Christian woman?
No.
I mean, maybe she is. But
is she missing a perfect opportunity?
I think, if you've seen, I'm sure she's a lovely girl. But like when this girl,
like.
this image, when that's been spun into this good Christian girl,
mm-hmm.
Well, look at pictures of her and you'll all see what
pictures.
I'm talking about.
We'll
I mean, I'm not saying she could be, but like,
yeah.
It wasn't too long ago that the image that she's putting forth would not have been called a good Christian girl.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
just say that.
Yeah, okay.
She may in fact be, but they've...
I gotcha.
These righteous people have suddenly changed their tune on what a good Christian woman looks like. Let's just say that for convenience sake.
Exactly.
Whether or not he's gay... I personally think he is as queer as a $3 bill. I mean, listen, I have a lot of straight friends. I have a lot of straight friends.
Yeah.
And I often think if I, you know, if either myself or my friend David had become like famous, like in a way, that there's lots of pictures that could have come out on the interwebs that would make David seem like he was a gay man.
Yeah.
Right? There's lots of pictures of him kissing me on the mouth and like,
yeah.
you know, holding me in his arms. And
yeah.
his wife has taken hilarious pictures of the two of us like napping together on the couch and stuff like that.
But it doesn't make you gay.
No, but anybody with any intuition looks at these pictures of him and his quote roommate end quote.
I don't know. I haven't seen any of it. And honestly, I just think it's somebody's own, it's between them and whatever, their own conscience, their own willingness of when people want
to
come out.
What I think it's interesting is that the story is that the roommate,
right.
Quote, roommate,
suggested boyfriend,
is hurt because he has been sort of patiently waiting for this guy to legitimize him, right, in his life.
Yeah.
And then decided not to. That's one of the stories that's being told. Now, I think I'd believe that Aaron Rodgers wasn't gay if the story had come out and be like, yes, this is my best friend. We're totally close. He's a gay guy. We never talked about it because this guy's clearly gay. I mean, if I've ever seen a picture of a gay man ever, the roommate is gay. And so if they had said yes, and we've never talked about it because we know that people will talk, but get over it. It's possible for gay men and straight men to be friends, which I know is true.
Sure, sure,
but the
sure.
The fact that they didn't say that,
yeah.
that that's not the story, that they didn't come out and do an interview together and be like, yes, get over it. Gay men and straight men can be best friends. In fact, it's amazing. Get on the bandwagon because it's the best thing ever. I get that.
Yep.
They did not say that.
Yep.
Which makes me go gay.
Hmm. Makes you go gay.
Sorry. I mean, I wonder what other people think. And here's the deal. I don't need this guy to be on my team. I don't need one more closeted guy on our team.
Yeah.
So it's not like I want Aaron Rodgers to be gay because he'll do something for the
gay
community.
I don't want anybody to be in the community that doesn't want to be in the community.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so when you want to be in the community, I feel like people welcome you, whether you come out, whenever you come out, even if we've known and it's not been out. And
so funny. And it's like that Taylor Mack thing. Did you see Taylor Mack when he was here? He did this whole thing where he broke down
queer performance artist.
Well, he broke down the LGBTQ, whatever,
uh-huh.
and Q standing for questioning in his,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, nope. If you're questioning, you're not part of the community. When you stop questioning, once you're in the community and you question, are you a top, are you a bottom, do you like this, do you like that, fine. But if you're questioning, his whole thing is, then you're not part of the community. When you go, I no longer question, I know that I'm LGBTQ, meaning queer, like if I know that I'm in that, then you're in the community. If you're questioning, you're not. No more.
Yeah.
And I have to say, there's something radical and potentially polarizing, but also true about what he's saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I disagree with him. I disagree now. I think more than ever that Q is becoming a letter to me that's more interesting in the LGBTQ, which is just loving people, loving souls, loving, you know, it's the conversation we had about Maria Bello. And I just think that that's a new era.
I wouldn't say she's questioning. I say she's queer.
Well, she may not call herself queer. She's probably not questioning either, but right. I just mean other people have questions about her because they can't label her. Right. And that's what I'm saying.
I guess I'm talking about questioning oneself. And that's what Taylor, I'm not saying I agree with him 100%, but there's a part of me that's
like, if you're questioning yourself, then that's one thing. I think, you know, take a pause and figure out where you belong.
But I think that's what that Q stands for. I don't think it means we're questioning you. I mean, I think it's the label we choose for ourselves. Now, I get it. There's a generation that's anti-label. I totally get that.
And I also think there's a new generation that is growing up with more sexual fluidity than we did.
Right, but that's not a question. That's not questioning.
No.
That's sexual fluidity.
That's sexual fluidity. Right, there's no question there. Right.
That's my point.
But I think outsiders don't understand. I think there are many straight people or gay people who can't understand that fluidity. And so they question it.
Maybe.
So I think they go, well, you must be gay.
Yeah, but I'm talking about
you must be.
I'm talking about someone who describes themselves as questioning.
Oh, yeah. I've never met anybody who's described themselves as questioning.
When you're done questioning, then you get to join the group.
I don't.
Otherwise, go sit in the corner with the
questioning to me is like when you're 22 and you've just gotten your first relationship and all you think you've known your whole. I think questioning, you question for like maybe 6 months and then you pretty much know.
Yeah,
if you allow yourself to try it, if you allow yourself to kiss, if you're in a marriage and you I questioned for like all of 4 months.
I questioned for all about 4 minutes.
Yeah, well, I did too.
And you know what? I think often
but bisexual to lesbian is where I questioned.
Right, but like, see, though, you weren't questioning whether or not you were part of the community. You were questioning whether or not you were bi or lesbian.
Yeah.
When people are, quote, questioning, I think there's someone in the way, and whether it's their family
or
JC,
being a part of.
And I don't mean Joan Crawford.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that's fear.
Yeah, I think that's fear too. I would agree with that. And I think most other people. Well, as we said, you know, it's everybody's prerogative to come out, and we want a community, want somebody in our community who wants to be a part of our community. Mm-hmm. Longtime broadcast journalist, Robin Roberts.
Oh, I loved her for so long too.
Well, and we do so many news stories on her. We followed her health crisis, you know.
I love her.
On the QueerCast, and it's, she has now, you know, whatever, if this is official, it's official. I mean, she didn't go on the cover of Time Magazine. She didn't, you know, she had an opportunity with Barbara Walters. She was one of the most fascinating people of 2013. But she did, she put a public Facebook message on December 29th. It was 1 year since her 100 days after surviving the bone marrow transplant. She says, I'm grateful for my entire family, my longtime girlfriend Amber, and friends as we prepare to celebrate a glorious new year together. And her mom has now obviously been approached, how she feels about this, and her mom and dad have
and
been
the
supportive.
President and Mrs.
Oh,
Obama.
I didn't see that. Who were also very close to her.
Very
right?
close.
Because they gave her the interview, one of the big Obama interviews. Was it about race?
They're
race
good friends with both her and Amber.
Yeah. So I just think, you know, although, she was not living a closeted life.
Although,
she was living discreetly as opposed to dishonestly, which I would say Anderson Cooper was doing the same thing.
Yes.
And I would say Jodie Foster would say in many ways she did too. But it just kind of becomes this time, like, when do you send out your press release and say something that you're already living?
And all three of those examples, I think they're really good examples. For me, Jodie Foster, I've always sort of been annoyed with Jodie Foster, but at the same time, she got so famous and something very bad happened because of her fame. So I get that. Anderson Cooper, his whole thing was that he was a journalist
and, so
and he
Robin
went to
Roberts.
Some dangerous places. And so I buy that. Robin Roberts does not necessarily go to dangerous places,
but
she is a journalist.
Yes. And I don't know how much we want to know. I mean, how much do I actually know about the people who give me news their lives?
Let me throw this out at you just as I'm 100% Robin Roberts. But she executive produced the TV special about her whole process that just got aired. She's in charge of it, okay? The amount of energy it took to edit out any...
Her Amber or any reference
that
to Amber.
That was so deliberate that I think, what's that? There's something. There was something else going on, and I sort of, I'd like to know in the same way that I'd like to hear the conversation between Amber. Because here's the deal. If somebody else did a piece on her and she said, you can't use anything with Amber in it, fine. And maybe it was Amber's choice, but she's the executive producer. She made the decisions. Yeah. So it took...
I guess there's also
like,
this
as if
thing,
that woman wasn't by her bedside the whole time?
Of course.
How do you make a documentary about her bedside and never show this woman?
Yeah. I mean, I think what's interesting, and I don't know that she wasn't in the background with other people. Sure. I have no idea. I didn't watch the whole thing. But, you know, I mean... I don't know what it would be. You know, I could get inside the head of it.
I'm just saying it's a curious point.
No, but I'm just saying I think some people think, you know, what is my purpose here? And my purpose is to show the effects of cancer. And granted, yes, I could show you my life and then you'd see that I was gay and show you my partner. But would that then cloud me showing you, allowing you to get close to me if you felt like, well, I can't identify with you because you're gay or you shut down or you closed your
ears? I have some issues with that.
She may have wanted... I'm not saying she probably has issues with that, but she may have journalistically said, I don't want anything to be in the way of me just really being, you know, to anybody feeling like they can connect
that.
And they can have access to this.
I hear that. I think,
and I totally think it's wrong.
I think it's self-loathing. I hear you. I'm not saying Robin Roberts is self-loathing. I'm theorizing about all of these things.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she has very good reasons. And I love Robin Roberts. I watch her. I'm a Good Morning America person. Yeah. I wake up in the morning.
Absolutely.
I watch my GMA. I love Robin Roberts.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing it out as a counterpoint that it's interesting. All those three examples you gave, Jodie, Anderson, Robin. I don't consider Robin Roberts a journalist in the same way that I consider Anderson Cooper a journalist. Yeah. I do think she's a journalist. I'm just saying that's the difference between him going to Beirut and her covering basketball games.
Yes.
Those are two different things.
Yes. But he had a show on a year before he came out or something.
Totally.
We talked in the past, we talked about the
pros and cons of him, too, being in the closet.
Yeah.
And I support them both.
I just think they're all a different generation, too. I mean, you know, they're an older generation than you, definitely an older generation than me. And, you know, so it's just hard. It's hard to walk a mile
Anderson
on those
Cooper
people.
And I are the same age.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I don't think Robin Roberts and you are.
No, I think she's older.
She's in her 50s. But whatever. You know, I mean, definitely.
She's had opportunity, and
she's made choice. And I definitely think that her healing will increase exponentially. On a cellular level, I think she will heal. And I think that there's something really powerful about truth. And I do believe it sets you free. And I do believe it removes a lot of things that cause us to get sick and cause us to get... stressed out and
run down
hiding
and
lies.
Our immune system
and
to get weakened.
And exactly.
I think the thing is, I don't want to come across like I'm judging Robert. I'm bringing him up as counterpoints in that what I'm really curious about, what I really want to hear, if you're going to...
super conscious.
Right. If you want to make a public announcement, you want to invite us into your life, into your bedside, into your private life, for whatever reason now, well, then I have some questions.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting, too, because you have to look at, like, her partner and go, you know, that is an extraordinary amount of patience, an extraordinary amount of love, an extraordinary amount of allowing somebody in their own time to say what they say when they can say that. And that's
the answer. The answer might be, and this is a whole other sort of thing, the answer might have been Amber going, absolutely not. I don't want to be in it.
I don't want to be in the
social.
And it could have been.
But that's what I want to know. That's the stuff that I want to know. Yeah. It may not be my place, but since they've put it out in the public sphere, these are the questions that come up for me.
I'm sure we will get an interview with her pretty soon now.
I hope so.
Once she gets back from the Turks and Caicos, which is where she went for Christmas.
She did?
It's walking on the same beach that I was walking on.
Did you see? Oh, no, she went for Christmas, right?
Yeah, it's exactly true. It's where all the cool lesbians go, I guess.
It's really true. There's a lot of lavender love in the Turks and Caicos.
I guess there is. Hey, everybody, we're going to tell you what else is going on in the news scene. And also, theater is starting to heat up. It's the top of the new year, winter theater, our big winter theater issue of Windy City Times coming up here in a couple weeks. But stay tuned, Mitchell, and I'll be back. We're going to tell you about some artistic endeavors that we watched on television and cried and laughed. And
oh, my God.
And cried.
So embarrassing.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Week in News. More than 10 days after marriage equality passed in Utah, state officials formally made their request with the United States Supreme Court to halt same-sex marriages taking place in the state. Gay couples started marrying in Utah December 20th, 2013, when U.S. District Judge Robert Shelby ruled the 2004 state ban on same-sex marriage, known as Amendment 3, was unconstitutional.
3 years after the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, Congress has gotten around to repealing the military's ban on consensual gay sex. Although the ban was made all but unenforceable by the 2003 Supreme Court decision finding anti-sodomy laws unconstitutional, some anti-LGBT activists still tried to keep it on the books as a symbol of official disapproval of homosexuality. Also, the amendment Congress approved calls for a report on HIV policy within the U.S. military.
The Boy Scouts of America accepted openly gay youth starting on New Year's Day. The historic change has prompted the Scouts to ponder a host of potential complications, from policies on tent mates to whether Scouts can march in gay pride parades. However, gay Scouts may face some limitations. One document reads, no member may use scouting to promote or advance any social or political position or agenda, including on the matter of sexual orientation.
Two more couples filed suit in federal court seeking to overturn Oregon's ban on gay marriage. In October, two other couples filed suit claiming the ban violated their rights to due process and equal protection. The Oregon Department of Justice issued an opinion requiring state agencies to recognize out-of-state gay marriages.
Defense and aerospace giant Lockheed Martin is stopping its donations to the Boy Scouts of America over the organization's ban on gays serving as adult leaders. The company will not support nonprofit organizations that do not align with its corporate policies or commitments to diversity. Lockheed follows UPS Incorporated, Caterpillar, Merck & Company, and Intel in withdrawing support for the Boy Scouts over its no gays policy in the past 2 years.
In Ohio, a federal judge ordered authorities to recognize gay marriages on death certificates, a move that could challenge the state's ban on same-sex unions. Judge Timothy Black wrote that banning same-sex marriage is unconstitutional and that states cannot discriminate against gay couples simply because some voters don't like homosexuality.
The University of Minnesota will offer gender-neutral housing at its Twin Cities campus in 2015. Up to several dozen students will be able to live in campus apartments with any roommate, regardless of sex or gender.
Connecticut will become the fifth state to require health insurance providers to cover treatments related to gender transition. The previous four, California, Colorado, Oregon, and Vermont. Insurers will still be allowed to evaluate the medical necessity of any given treatment on a case-by-case basis, much like they would evaluate any other insurance claim.
Portland's teen Duncan McAlpine Sennett has become an internet sensation for using his bar mitzvah speech to support same-sex marriage. A YouTube video featuring Sennett, 13, calling for marriage equality has so far garnered almost 150,000 views.
Chicago's Boys Town was voted incomparable gay neighborhood in Out Traveler magazine. Boys Town was the nation's first officially recognized gay village in the U.S. and is home to a pride celebration with 1 million attendees at the 2013 parade, as well as August market days. San Francisco's The Mission was runner-up.
In world news, Pussy Riot members Nadia Tolokonikova, 24, and Maria Alahina, 25, will be freed from prison 3 months early. The two women and fellow band member Yekaterina Samutsevich were arrested for performing in Moscow's Christ the Savior Cathedral in February 2012. While Samutsevich successfully appealed her sentence, the other two punk rockers remained, despite global pleas for their release.
The Dutch Senate overwhelmingly approved a bill to allow transgender people to legally change their gender on birth certificates and other documents without undergoing sterilization and gender reassignment surgery. The law takes effect July 1st.
Queen Elizabeth II has formally pardoned famed British mathematician and computer scientist Alan Turing nearly six decades after his death. Turing, considered the father of computer science and artificial intelligence, and who was most famous for his work on breaking the German Enigma codes during World War II, was chemically castrated after being convicted in 1952 of gross indecency with another man. At 41, Turing died of cyanide poisoning in 1954 in what was ruled a suicide.
Cuban legislators approved a proposal that would amend the country's labor law to ban employment discrimination based on sexual orientation.
Uganda's president has said he will not just sign the new anti-homosexuality bill without checking it carefully. The bill, which Parliament passed recently, no longer has the death penalty for gays, but does offer life in prison for those who repeatedly commit same-sex acts. It also requires people in authority to report offenses under the act within 24 hours or else face imprisonment for 3 years or fine.
Three couples married in a Christian chapel at Tongji University are believed to be the first Christian same-sex weddings in Taiwan. The ceremonies were presided over by the Reverend Elias Tsang, the first openly gay Christian pastor in Taiwan.
In entertainment news, Boy George has announced the comeback of his 1980s pop band Culture Club with a new album in 2014. George, who is 52, said the new album would not simply retread the pop group's older material, but would still reflect the group's signature mix of soul and reggae.
Dolly Parton could be the next musician to appear on the Glastonbury 2014 bill. Parton, age 67, will be in the UK over the Glastonbury weekend for her Blue Smoke World Tour, playing at London's O2 Arena. Her new album, Blue Smoke, will be released in the U.S. and Europe in May in advance of the Blue Smoke World Tour, which tours England, Ireland, Scotland, Denmark, Germany, Norway, and Sweden.
RuPaul's Drag Race Season 4 winner Sharon Needles and Season 5 finalist Alaska have split after 4 years. They announced their breakup on good terms in a tongue-in-cheek press release.
Dionne Warwick will release her 28th album, Feels So Good, in May. The 10-track duets album will feature some of the music industry's current top artists.
Seemingly adding ammunition to the argument that the Motion Picture Association of America has stricter standards for movies with gay and lesbian themes, the association has given an R rating to the high school comedy GBF, which stands for Gay Best Friend. The film was given an R for sexual references, while not having a single F-bomb, hint of nudity, or violence in the film.
Glee star Dot Marie Jones, who plays Coach Beast, married her longtime girlfriend Bridget Castine on December 21st. Close friends of Jones, age 49, and Castine were invited to the holiday party at the couple's home, and then they surprised their guests with their nuptials.
A&E has reversed its suspension of Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson for making anti-gay comments, and he will not miss a single episode of the upcoming season. Shooting will resume in the spring and will be accompanied by a series of public service announcements promoting unity, tolerance, and acceptance among all people, a message that supports our core values as a company and the values found in Duck Dynasty, the network said. The network suspended Robertson after he compared gays to drunks and terrorists in a GQ interview, in which he also said African Americans were perfectly happy before civil rights.
Juanita Moore, an actress and Academy Award nominee for her role as Lana Turner's black friend in the classic movie Imitation of Life, has died at the age of 99. Moore was only the fifth African-American performer to be nominated for an Oscar. The 1959 film tells the story of a struggling white actress's rise to stardom, her friendship with a black woman, and how they team up to raise their daughters as single mothers.
And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and the rest of you who know who you are. This is Mr. Murray Hill, Mr. Showbiz, 5'4", and nothing more. I am telling you right now, this is the best podcast in the world. What podcast is it? The Windy City Queer Cast. Tune in right now and all the time for free. And tell one of your friends, even if they're not gay. Showbiz.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater,
music,
dance,
art,
performance,
provocative,
hilarious,
exciting,
weird,
innovative,
campy,
edgy,
original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of January 6th, 2014, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Lifeline Theater proudly presents the 17th annual Filet of Solo Festival, Chicago's premier celebration of solo performance, storytelling, and live literature. Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, now through January 19th at many venues in Rogers Park. Visit lifelinetheater.com. Don't miss the 17th annual Filet of Solo Festival.
Tap dance your way to the Paramount Theater in Aurora for the hit Broadway production of 42nd Street. Don't miss the classic hits We're in the Money, Lullaby of Broadway, and, of course, 42nd Street. Directed by Rachel Rockwell, playing January 15th through February 9th at the Paramount in Aurora. For tickets, visit ParamountAurora.com. That's ParamountAurora.com.
Prepare for a jolly good night out at Chicago Shakespeare's Merry Wives of Windsor. The Chicago Sun-Times praises it as warm-hearted, exuberantly acted production. And Chicago Now says the Merry Wives themselves are Lucy and Ethel perfection in this comedy classic that has all the glee of the season. The Merry Wives of Windsor, playing now through January 19th. For more, visit ChicagoShakes.com.
Steppenwolf Theater presents Tribes by visionary playwright Nina Raine. The only deaf member of a cheerfully combative family searches to be heard in this stimulating play the Wall Street Journal called the most daring and funniest new play in recent years. Tickets start at just $20. Visit steppenwolf.org. Tribes is playing now through February 9th. And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Hi there, this is Deb Pierce reminding you it's okay. Go ahead. You're not alone. Post a comment.
Sometimes the story has no end. Sometimes I think that we could just be friends. Cause I'm a wandering man, he said to me. And what about our future plans? Does the thing we have even make sense? When I got the whole world in front of me. So I said, I don't want to be alone forever, but I can be tonight. I don't want to be alone forever, but I love gypsy life. I don't want to be alone forever. Maybe we could see the world together. I don't want to be alone forever. But
so Mitchell and I watched the Kennedy Center Honors. And I have to say, I just love the end of the year. It's like the Christmas gift that you get after Christmas, you know, every freaking year. I love it.
People call the Oscars gay Christmas.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
It's the Kennedy Center
For me,
Honors.
It's Kennedy Center Honors. Because it doesn't matter who they are. Yeah. Look, we never even heard of that opera singer, and I sobbed like a
Martina
child.
Martina Arroyo.
Yeah, exactly. Martina Arroyo.
Arroyo.
And
she, like, they just, the camera, like, shot her face, and Mitchell just starts sobbing.
I burst into tears.
It was the best night. We ate Thai food.
I had driven
11 hours back from Tennessee, and we sat here and we watched the Kennedy Center. And I just have to say, it was queertastic and awesome.
It was.
You know, they're just so great. I mean, one of the notes that came out, you know, Brendan Urie, who's the lead singer of Panic at the Disco, who sang the cute in the gold outfit and Billy Joel, and.
He sang Big Shot.
Yeah, he sang Big Shot. Just adorable. And
he's, too.
Yeah, and he's just a cutie patootie. I don't think I've ever really seen him. And he said, you know, he is married to a woman, but speaking earlier of what you said, he was like, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm attracted to men all the time. I'm like, wow, that's a beautiful man. There's no shame to it, you know? And
he would
probably bring on stress and probably make somebody homophobic, he says.
Yeah.
So he said he's had relationships with men and with women, even though he's married today. So yeah.
He loves his wife.
I love that. And then
Garth with his queer sister.
I mean, most of it was around the Billy Joel segment, you know,
Rufus.
And then Rufus Wainwright just, I thought, knocked it out of the park with New York
great.
State of Mind. And
so good.
Just, you know, and Piano Man. But also, I mean, you can't have Shirley MacLaine on stage and just the Broadway stamp that she has put on the face
also,
of the American
musical. Also, Carlos Santana
has
been very public about being bisexual.
Has he really?
Yes.
Well, there you go. Then Carlos
Santana.
He's also
married to a woman. I think that he's, you know, part of the mostly straights. But he has discussed his forays into
And then
a
Herbie
bisexual.
Hancock with Snoop Dogg on stage. It can't get more queertastic than that.
Well, that was just fantastic.
That was just fantastic, right?
Well, it's funny because remember, this is me patting myself in the back. There was a moment where I said to you, in between crying and clapping and
laughing,
where I said...
We would cry until we made ourselves laugh.
So hard. So embarrassed about how hard we were crying. And I said... You know, it's so perfect that Snoop was doing this because basically Herbie Hancock is one of the people who invented hip-hop because he took jazz and gave it these rhythms that eventually became hip-hop with Rocket and his stuff, his work in the 80s and late 70s. And then literally the tribute ended with Snoop Dogg saying, thank you for inventing hip-hop. And I was like, yes.
Me and Snoop.
My favorite moment was there was a shot in the audience, and it was the diva Jessie Norman, who's my favorite opera singer. I don't claim to know a lot about opera, but I am in love with her voice. And Jessie Norman, who's a former recipient, literally sitting, and then behind her was Debbie Allen, the dreaded Felicia Rashad's sister. But she was, the two of them were literally waving their hands in the air as if they did not care.
To Snoop Dogg.
To Snoop Dogg. And it was, it was so not awkward, and it was so sincere and genius. I loved it.
I loved it so much. It was really, really a great celebration and a great night. And I don't know if we'll ever have a cooler president and first lady up there
just
hanging out.
Just grooving.
First chewing his gum.
Chewing his gum. She looked fantastic.
She looked gorgeous.
He was chewing his gum because he was trying not to smoke.
Trying not to smoke those cigarettes. Well, next week, you and I are going to have our Golden Globes.
The Globes.
Live from the red carpet in the after party show. So yes. We hope everybody will turn into that. I'm ferociously trying to watch movies. I've seen now American Hustle. I saw Enough Said this weekend. So beautiful. James Gandolfini. What a loss.
I just saw Her.
You've seen Her, which you really loved, which I'm going to try to see. Saw Dallas Buyers Club, which is really powerful. Those two performances are definitely going to garner attention throughout the awards season. And I'm finally about to see The Butler, because I haven't seen that. I'm going to see that this weekend.
Awesome.
So I'm trying to catch up.
And Frozen. Aren't you going to see Frozen?
I'm going to see Frozen.
You know
Frozen.
That Frozen's going to be nominated for a bunch of bunch of Oscars.
So, you know, Saving Mr. Banks is my number one film. I just tell people, I just think, go see it. It's just so moving. I was just so beautifully struck by it.
I'm not sure what my favorite is yet. I think it's Inside Llewyn Davis.
Yeah, I have not seen that yet.
I just thought it was a masterpiece. I loved it.
American Hustle is going to sweep some awards, especially, I think, at the SAGs. I don't know why.
Interesting.
I just feel like those performances of those five extraordinary actors kind of at the prime of their strength and virility and really, really amazing. So it's an interesting and vast season. I'm trying to watch Captain Phillips this week too.
Joaquin Phoenix's performance in Her is, you keep forgetting how astounding it is, because if you don't know anything about it.
Yeah, he falls in love with his Siri. His hardware.
With his OS, so, with his operating system. And so he's all by himself.
Yeah.
And he has these moments that are so
vulnerable. Although sometimes
vulnerable.
I think he's probably more comfortable all by himself.
Maybe he is. It's a stunning performance. Yeah. And every once in a while you're remembering that he's literally talking to himself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I want an interview where they talk about how they did it, where the voice was that he was talking to, because he's so heartbreakingly good that you're like, he can't just be like manufacturing this all by himself.
Right.
And if he is, then he should get 4 Oscars.
Yeah. It's amazing. I know that originally they had a different actress playing the voice and then they changed it at the last minute.
Yeah, it was a British woman, I guess.
I don't know if he had to play it off Her and then they put Scarlett Johansson's voice in or how, but I do know that.
Did Scarlett play it off of him? I mean,
yeah. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Scarlett had some good roles this year too.
She did.
So Golden Globe show coming up, and I hope you all just stay warm out there. It's cold, so we're going to cut it short. Well, maybe not so short, but a little shorter, and try to bundle up before we head out. It's freezing here, and it's only going to get colder. So just enjoy living in Chicago, and hopefully you're not traveling anywhere, because there's been lots of delays. But if you are, download some podcasts and listen to us, and we'll do the Golden Globes next week. How about that?
Yeah.
Cocktails and Globes.
I wonder what everyone thinks about this Aaron Rodgers thing. So let us know.
Yeah, let us know. It doesn't have to be gay or not gay. But
No. Just what you think about the whole thing.
Yeah, it's interesting. I have to go see what he looks like. I don't actually even know.
Oh, he's a stud.
I'm like, is there a ball game this Sunday?
He's a quarterback. And he looks like a quarterback.
Yeah.
He was MVP of the
NFL. If we're 1 out of 10 or probably gay, or even 1 out of 15, a football team has a lot of people involved to help make it happen.
Yeah, except
there's got to be one or two of us.
Except when you think there's certain. Yes, that is true. But the statistics are skewed a little bit because
there's more of us in theater and art and blah, blah, blah.
Because we don't feel welcome in certain places.
Yes.
But there's some.
But there's got to be some of us.
Of course there are. Of course there are.
We're everywhere you want to be.
Shut up.
No, is that Visa or something?
I don't know what that
they
is.
They should give us
money. No, I think it's
MasterCard.
MasterCard. No, MasterCard or American Express or something.
Whomever.
Oh, no, that's totally
I hope you just give us money. Just give us money because I just plugged you. We're everywhere. You want to be. We're gay. Not questioning.
No, I'm not. I got no questions.
We're gay.
I do have some questions.
All right. We'll ask them next week.
Hey, gay.
All right. We'll watch Tina and Amy, Mitchell and Amy, the double Amys. We'll host
Golden Does it get gay in that? It
doesn't get gay in that. Or more fun. So mix a cocktail for the next show. All right, everybody. Stay warm.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast. Queer and now.
I'm Gypsy, I think of Australia, Malaysia, Sweden, Finland, Norway. Meet my home just for the day. I'm a Gypsy, 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 hey.